In this bulletin, 26 people evacuated from Afghanistan on the first Australian flight. New South Wales registers a record 633 new COVID cases. And in sport, a new Australian swimming league postponed due to the pandemic. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the first Australian evacuation flight from Afghanistan has landed at a military base in the United Arab Emirates with 26 passengers on board. The passengers include Australian citizens, Afghan nationals, and a foreign official working for an international agency. Mr. Morrison says the government intends for the numbers of people on each flight to increase in the coming days, but he says those flights will be dependent on weather and other challenges faced at Kabul Airport.
We are working with other agencies, working with other governments, like-minded and others, to address their needs as well as our own, and we're seeking to maximise the use of all the flights from all the countries that are going in and out of Kabul. One additional C-130 and two C-17s are being pre-positioned to join that existing C-130 to support those regular flights out of Kabul.
The government will provide around 3,000 humanitarian visas to Afghans this year. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says she won't speculate about whether Australia will recognise the Taliban as a legitimate government or what the preconditions for that may be.
They will be the subject of international discussions, as they have already been, in terms of the engagement at the UN Security Council. We will continue to talk with partners, and I think the Prime Minister's made our views fairly clear.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian warns her state is yet to see the worst of its COVID-19 outbreak. A record 633 new cases of community transmission and another three deaths have been reported in New South Wales. Transmission in southwest and western Sydney remains of the greatest concern, with 550 of the new infections coming from those areas. Ms. Berejiklian says every person who has COVID-19 in the state is spreading it to at least one other.
I hope this really reinforces the message that even if you think you're okay, don't risk giving the virus to those you love the most. Some of the stories we hear every day about the way people are suffering, the way people are seeing loved ones die, and the impact it's having is just devastating. So just stay home. Please don't leave home unless you absolutely have to.
Traces of COVID-19 have been detected in wastewater in Bathurst, Orange and Yamba. A sex worker in Melbourne's southeastern suburbs is among Victoria's 24 new locally acquired coronavirus cases. A close contact of the St Kilda woman has also tested positive, while 75% of residents of a social housing complex where she lives have returned negative results. Authorities are urging anyone with coronavirus symptoms in the Bayside, Glen Eira and Port Phillip areas to get tested due to the emergence of infections in the area that can't be linked to known outbreaks. Health Minister Martin Foley says it's not yet known how the sex worker or her close contact contracted the virus.
There is nothing more important in this current climate than making sure our contact tracers and our public health teams stay ahead of the virus, and that comes from better testing numbers, and particularly in the areas where we've got a strong focus.
The ACT is reporting 22 new community cases of COVID-19, all of which are linked to previous cases. The results come from more than 8,000 tests. There are now 67 active cases in Canberra. Genomic sequencing has confirmed that New Zealand's latest coronavirus outbreak originated in Australia. New Zealand entered a nationwide lockdown overnight after community transmission of COVID-19 was detected in Auckland. Two new infections have been recorded in the country, taking the total number of cases to seven. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says genomic sequencing of the first case shows New Zealand is dealing with the Delta variant.
It has linked the current genome sequencing of cases in the New South Wales outbreak. Our case has originated in Australia. And now the job we have is to work through how and when it got here. The natural place to start is to look at our managed isolation facilities.
In sport, a privately managed Australian swimming league featuring athletes drafted to teams has been postponed because of coronavirus complications. The Australian Swimming League was due to start in October, riding the wave of success of the national team at the Tokyo Olympics. But organisers have pushed back a start date until early next year, citing uncertainty surrounding the pandemic. Well, now tomorrow's weather: Perth showers and 18 degrees, Adelaide partly cloudy, 20. Melbourne, similar conditions, 18. Hobart, partly cloudy as well, 16 degrees. Canberra, mostly sunny, 16. Wollongong, similar conditions, 22. Sydney, mostly sunny, 21. Newcastle, much the same, 23. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 22 degrees. Cairns, mostly sunny and 27. And Darwin, sunny and 33. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.